Christian who has made a difference today is St. Benedict. St. Benedict. He lived in about 500 AD in ancient Rome, and he was instrumental in developing Christian monasticism and monasteries. And these monasteries have had a huge impact on European development and history. St. Benedict, born in 480 AD, was the son of a nobleman. He was educated in Rome, but became appalled by the vice, corruption and immoral living in Rome at the time. He fled to the mountains east of Rome and began the life of an ascetic, seeking a deeper spiritual experience of God. Others came to him for leadership to live a similar lifestyle. He set up 12 small communities at Subiaco in Italy, and the spiritual practices and standards he set were very demanding. One of his companions became jealous of him and tried to poison him. He left Subiaco and went to Monte Cassino in Italy and started again, this time building a larger community. Living in a Christian community dedicated to worshipping God required rules, and St. Benedict developed a book called The Rule. It had 73 short chapters and gave guidance on how to live the Christian life and how to administer a Christian community. It included guidance on Christian contemplation and meditation. Each day of monastic life was divided into 8 phases, with procedures to follow for each phase or office. For prayer, St. Benedict turned to the Psalms. He called praying the Psalms the work of God. It was so important that all work was to cease at the appropriate signal to start prayer. If a monk could not make it to the chapel, he was to immediately fall to his knees in the place where he was in the fields and pray right there. St. Benedict died in 547 AD. Monasteries based on St. Benedict's rule multiplied and grew in size as people flocked to join and live a deeper spiritual life. Monasteries for women were also set up. By the Middle Ages, a monastery would typically have a church for worship, a dining room, a kitchen, a dormitory, a business office, a library, a school, a hospital, a guest house, a bakery, a laundry, workshops, storehouses, vegetable gardens, grain fields, and a mill. They were like self-supporting villages. Monasteries perform many acts of charity, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, and providing medicines. They cared for travelling strangers. They developed farming and business skills. Through reinvesting some of their proceeds in new technology, they invented the capitalist money management principles, which since then have served the West so well through the centuries. Monasteries help Europe to emerge from the dark time that followed the fall of the Roman Empire. They provided the spiritual power and inspiration for a Christian Europe through the Middle Ages. 1,500 years after the rule was first developed by St. Benedict, it is still used today for Christian monastic life. We salute St. Benedict, a Christian who has made a difference. Christians,